What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Conservative Input. Today we're talking about COVID-19 and the Delta variant. It's going to be lots of fun. I'm joined here with the same familiar people from the last two episodes. So, yeah. How's Hello. It going, guys?
It's going absolutely fantastic.
Good. Awesome.
The Delta variant, though, this whole talk is just going to be...
It's going to be fun. Yeah.
It's just going to be blow
my see, I got my mask on for COVID, so.
Yeah, I can't I can't find my mask. I do have a mask down here, though. Hold on. Let me get a...
Wow.
You gotta stay safe for COVID, guys. Remember.
Yeah.
This mask can save lives, apparently.
Oh, that
even
sounds like...
Been proven many times.
Even though a majority of the CDC. Boxes... Even though a majority of the boxes that you buy masks in, say, on the side warning... don't prevent the spread of disease.
Even the CDC has said masks are...
It's my mask.
Not effective. Then,
if masks are not effective, then why do people still enforce them?
It's That's a false weird. Sense of security. And I think like it also is just another way to divide people. Because, you know, with people wearing masks, you're less likely to communicate with one another. So it's like you have a mask on, you know, you don't smile as much, you don't reach out and talk to other people as much, you know, you're less likely to communicate. So then it ends up just tearing people more apart because it dehumanizes everybody. So I think that that's part of it.
Oh my gosh, this is all this deadly propaganda. And it's like, if you ever dare go against the grain, you are thought of as like selfish, you are uncaring, you're unloving. If you don't follow their... whatever they say, like, wear a mask or you're a freaking selfish person who wants to kill everybody. Like, that is so much for just annoying.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, I think it's funny that they're like, oh, whenever it comes to abortion and stuff like that, they're like, oh, my body, my choice. But whenever it comes to, like, the vaccination, they're like, no, you have to get it. You're killing people. But, you know, it's very double standard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
See, the thing I find the most, I don't know... The reason why I am against the whole mask mandate, I mean, I'll wear them out in public just because I don't really mind that much. It's not really that big of a deal to me. But if I'm forced to wear it, I'm like, hold up now. There are people who were saying very early on that, you know, masks won't do anything. Why did their opinion change? Because, you know, 99.8%, I'm forgetting the word. What is the word? 99.8 recovery rate. Recovery rate. There we go. I'm pretty sure a mask isn't required for something like that.
Mm-hmm. Or it's like, the flu could be more deadly, and we don't wear masks for the flu.
Well, and then not only that, like with the mask, how little the virus, the particles are. It doesn't matter how the mask is; it's still going to be able to get through that. So it's honestly, I mean, it is pointless to have to wear masks. And to me, I don't like wearing masks. Like for a woman that wears makeup, it messes up my makeup. It causes me to break out more. I hate that. Not only that, they're like, I work out frequently and I have a really hard time being able to do my cardio with a mask on. So whenever I went to the gym and had to do that stuff, like it was almost impossible to be able to keep up with doing cardio. But then it's like, then you have like certain instances, like where you go into this, like you're going to the store or something and you forget your mask and it's like, you can't even go into the store anymore because you don't have your mask, you know? I mean, hopefully like, they'll provide it, but.
Like a huge thing was I used to work outside like all the time, at Chick-fil-A, they'd have outside and we'd had to have masks on outside. And that was just a nightmare, especially when it's like 90 out or even 100. It's one time it was 101 out and we had masks on and even gloves at that point. And I was outside with no hat on, no sunscreen, out for like from I think it was like 10:30 to 3.
Oh dude, those are peak sun hours right there.
I had to take off my mask cuz I had trouble breathing and it was just so hot. And they're like, you got to put your mask back on.
See, wow. It's like, I don't mind wearing it in the winter as much just because it actually kind of helps.
Yeah, it does help in the winter. But
during the summer, especially here, when it was just 110 last weekend, it's not convenient to wear a mask when it's super.
Oh yeah.
Or like
my biggest thing is like we're also in America and it should be able to be our choice to whether we wear a mask or not. It shouldn't be forced upon us. We should be able to choose whether or not we can wear a mask or not. And it's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, you're so selfish. You're so selfish, Devin. How could you? You just want to kill everybody.
Oh, the stupid liberal crazy. Oh, yes. By the way, Andrew, if I'm not mistaken, you're in California, right?
Yeah.
Did they not just reinstate just like the mask mandates? What is
It was Los Angeles, I think. Or was it in the entirety of California?
So Newsom just sent out that we had to wear masks at school next year. However, we do not have. I don't have to wear it to the grocery store. I don't have to wear it to pretty much anywhere. I haven't worn it in a while, but for some reason, I still have to wear it at school next year.
Makes no sense.
Yeah, Delta variants. If you guys are aware, if you watch any mainstream media, I don't know why you would, but people are trying to say that there's this new Delta variant out.
More fear-mongering.
That's going to be fun. So, yeah.
That's more fear-mongering, man. Like, I don't understand. Yeah. I don't understand why you is trying to spread the fear-mongering. You had all this fear-mongering for, like, a much of 2020.
Well, the problem with that is, like, you know, how can you control people?
Mm-hmm.
You make them fear, you know? So I think if they're afraid, they're more likely to listen.
I think it's kind of convenient that COVID, like, was discovered, like, 2019, kind of. That's when it first started making headway. And then right when, like, everyone was dropping all the mask mandates and all that, the numbers start dropping, and now they saw that, so they're like, oh, we need some way to control the people again. So they're trying to introduce the Delta variant. It's like kind of interesting. It's like, if this came out in 2019, why is it now that the Delta variant is starting to take effect?
I don't know. Well, there
that's the big question. I think it's because they're seeing, like, you know, people, for one, you know, this has been going on for over a year now. Mm-hmm. And it's like they are seeing, like, they were able to control people so much at the beginning. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, people are getting more and more tired of having to wear masks and do whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah. So
once they saw that they were losing control again, I think that's whenever they're like, oh no, we got to amp this up again and cause some more fear so we can start controlling people once again.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is. They just want control over the people.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and
with
it's sad that they're trying so hard to control everyone.
No, because I mean, so for COVID, okay, so you know, they started attacking things that help people be stronger, like spiritually, physically, you know, all that. So like, you couldn't go to church, you couldn't sing in church, you couldn't go see your family, you couldn't go work out, you couldn't do any of these things. And what does that do to people? That breaks them down. That breaks them down mentally. Yeah. That breaks them down physically. So, and which they even proved after that they released something about that working out obviously helps you stay healthier, blah 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 blah, you know. And it's like, now they tried to stop that, and I mean, they were just trying to push and see how much they could get away with, you know, like, what else can we do? Ooh, we were able to stop them from doing all this, and seeing, like, you know, their loved ones, like, in the nursing homes and things like that, taken away from people. And it's like, here they are, they weren't able to spend the last minutes with their loved ones. And how devastating is that? And like, who do you think you are to take that away from not only the family, but from the people who did end up passing away? You know, I mean, from how much devastation that COVID has done to this country. And it's the way that they did it, they did that intentionally because they don't care. They want to be able to control us. They want to do all that. And if you just looked at that, and people need to open their eyes, they need to stop being blind. You know, they need to open their eyes and realize these signs and recognize them, and don't let people, don't let the government control them to this extent.
Yeah. Like, one thing is that, like, a huge like red flag where like they don't care about our health. It's like, if you look, COVID-19 has had so much propaganda for a disease.
Yeah.
It's unusual to have that much propaganda for a disease that it's
has a 99.8% recovery rate.
It's a headache. Yeah. You know, it's not even, you know, I mean, it is different with each person. I know that.
Yeah.
So, like, to a lot of people, to everyone that I have known that has caught it, it was all just like, you know, cold symptoms or just like a headache.
Yeah, it's just like something that happened. Like, if you're sick, just stay at home. It's like, don't make it that big of a deal. Just like
the flu.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Or it's like you got all these big celebrities and like big name people that are like supporting, like, like they're promoting COVID-19. It's like they're not doing that about the flu.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, and that tells you something too. Like, why do you need to have all these big people, all these celebrities that so many people look up to? Why do they need to be the ones to like be pushing people to get the vaccinations, to be doing, you know, things like this, or, you know, to push COVID? It's like, well, why are you having to do that? Why?
Yeah. Or recently, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but the I'm just going to refer to her as the driver's license girl. Recently went to the White House to promote vaccinations.
Olivia? Yeah. Olivia, come on.
Ooh.
Wait, driver's license girl?
Yep, the driver's license girl. The girl that made the song Driver's License, even though I don't think she actually has it. I don't think she has a driver's license.
Wait, how old is she?
She's like 19 or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's recently went to the White House to promote vaccination and that every young person of America should get vaccinated. And she's releasing a song called, like, the Fauci Ouchie or something.
Okay. So, you know, I know this episode is about COVID, but that reminded me of the whole, like, the Los Angeles gay men's choir.
Yeah.
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 Wow.
Like, what is up with people like posting songs that are just super cringy?
Mm-hmm.
It's just propaganda.
Like, exactly. On, like I was watching Michael Knowles. He was reacting to these, and like he's like, you always forget that it's like you kind of like they're talented, and so you start listening to them and kind of like bop your head to it, and then you realize that these guys are like, oh no.
When I was watching it, like, I tend to dramatize stuff. I will admit that. But I literally felt this dark presence with me when I was watching it, because I just felt like there's just this evil with it. And I was just like, what the crap?
Their newest song that they said, we're going to convert your children, that was just creepy as heck.
Yeah, I mean, no, okay.
That's very threatening. Like, what are you doing? Why?
So the like news that like is generally on the left, like they're like conservatives are outraged by the Los Angeles Gay Men's Choir's new satirical song, and I'm like, that is definitely not satirical. They were it was very obvious what they were trying to do. They were trying to piss people off.
Like I see like their faces and stuff. I'm like, these guys look like they just came out of like a Netflix serial killer documentary. They look creepy as heck. I'm like, I don't know.
And let's be honest, it wasn't that good. It wasn't entertaining. Like, regardless of the words, it wasn't good.
The audacity that they have to like release something like that, you know, and it's like, you know, you didn't piss me off like as far as like being a conservative and saying that you're coming for our kids, like. You just crossed another line. Like, that made you seem predatory. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that made you look bad. That didn't make us look bad. That made you look bad for releasing something like that.
This is just kind of like my opinion, but it seems like ever since like COVID-19 and everything, people are starting to push stuff that crosses the boundaries more. And people are agreeing with it, or they're letting it slide.
Well, so now, I think the biggest reason for that is because I think so it's a new administration. You know, COVID's been going on for almost a year and a half now, actually, right? Close to it at least. And then, you know, you've had the Black Lives Matter things going on. I think people are just trying to avoid conflict at this point, cuz they're sick of it, you know.
Yeah.
And I know they, one thing they talk about in PragerU a lot actually is to not give in, you know, that I, there was a couple episodes, of one of their podcasts where they talked about how they actually hate, they hate libertarians and they hate conservatives because they have these beliefs, but they're like not holding true to them even when talking to other people, you know, like the whole libertarian idea. And I thought I was a libertarian for the longest time. But then I realized once COVID hit, I was like, yeah, no, I think anybody who doesn't do or who doesn't, I don't know how to word it, but you know, I like with themselves. With the whole like abortion stance, at least, you know, my previous, I always thought my mentality was the, you know, I don't agree with it, but I don't really care if you do it. I care if other people do it. It really irritates me.
That's the problem. And I think is that the way that they're doing it, they have broken down this country so much. And it's like, you know, they're trying to demasculate manly men and just men in general. And it's like, that's that you're attacking, you know, the people who are supposed to protect us, who are supposed to protect women and children. You're doing all this stuff. And it's like, if we don't fight, our country is just going to be completely destroyed. And so, like, that's what I always tell, like, I had to keep telling myself, you know, you have to fight, because if you don't, you know, what are they going to get away with? What are they going to continue to do? You know, and you have to keep doing it and don't give up. Yeah, you might get tired, but also let it push you to do more.
Come on. We have to fight. Like, okay. So, you know, you want to know, like, there's just been something that, like, you know, I've been so curious about is, like, the anti-lockdown protests. Like, when I first saw those videos, you know, this was when I didn't know much about COVID. I thought, oh, it's a vaccine. It's a COVID is a dangerous virus. We should keep saying. I'm like, I didn't know why the anti-lockdown protests happened all over America. You know, people waving American flags, be like, end the lockdowns. And then people, like, on social media started calling those people like idiots. But then as the months went by, I slowly began to understand, like, why those anti-lockdown protests were happening is because people are sick and tired of tyrannical government rule. It's like people like Gavin Newsom, Gretchen Whitmer, Andrew Cuomo, like these liberal governors, they want to place unnecessary restrictions on people because, you know, the media is just feeding people propaganda, and most people don't even know this, but there are patriots that are willing to stand up for the freedom of America. It's like, if they know, if they see that what is happening is government overreach, they will stand up against it. They will fight according to the Constitution. That's why he said, government cannot trample on the Constitution. And yes, that goes for everybody that's watching this episode right here. Don't let the government trample on your rights, period.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's the thing, too. Like, why do they keep trying to put people on lockdown? You know, they want to see how far that they can get away with. You know, like I keep saying, they want to see how much they can get away with and how much people are willing to take. And, you know, we have to be able to push back against that. And, you know, it should be our choice, like, if we wanted to stay home. If you want to stay home because you're scared of the virus, stay home. But if you want to go out and live your life, go out and live your life. You know, that's our rights, you know. That should be our choice to be able to do that.
Yeah, so I'm actually lucky enough to live in a, not only a state, but a general county or like a city that doesn't really, not care too much. Care is definitely the wrong word for that, but we didn't have a single lockdown. I mean, things were shut down. And there was like there was the whole like, hey, you should wear a mask in here, but I could go to the store, I could go to restaurants, I could go to the gas station, I could get more than two packs of toilet paper, in a lot of places you couldn't. So I don't know, and I feel like the biggest thing for most conservatives is they didn't want to. They wanted to keep their normal lives going, you know. They wanted to go to work, they wanted to make money, they wanted to go out and buy food and do all these things that you equate to a normal, you know, day. And most liberals or most people on the left, more specifically, didn't really mind sitting at home and getting a check from the government every week or every month. And that's not something conservatives really stand for, you know. My money's my money. I don't want your money.
My situation was kind of the opposite to yours, because even though my area is pretty moderate in terms of politics, just with like with Newsom, the governor, it's made it very difficult just to go and live regular life. And if it gets to a point where people are shouting like recall Newsom, and there's like a petition, it actually just passed towards the ballot. So people are actually going to be voting.
Oh, wow.
To see whether they're going to recall Newsom.
That's great. It's a shame you can't vote, man. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Here soon, though.
Yes.
But yeah,
But at least people are fighting.
Oh, no.
But at least, like, you know, Andrew, in your area, at least people are, like, fighting against that. You know, you have to have those people. And I think that's another thing that we need to, like, emphasize on is, like, don't just sit there and think somebody else is going to do it, because I promise you, not as many people as you think would are. And so you have to be able to fight against it. And especially with our younger generations, I think that is like the main point of this podcast, is to spread information and to, you know, educate, you know, especially younger people of like what is actually going on in today's time. And we have to fight. Well, this is not the time to sit around and not do anything. You know, we have to do something to stop this craziness, you know, this madness that is occurring, you know, because we have to worry about what's going to happen in future generations, you know, so we have to stay on top of things like this.
Yeah, like living here, so I live in where Mayo Clinic is, so it's like the whole COVID-19 has been like a huge deal here where I live because of Mayo Clinic. So when like it first happened, there was like so much going on, like masks and everything, people had to be tested all the time, especially like for employees at the Mayo Clinic. And so if you go anywhere in the downtown area, it's kind of died down now, but if you went in the downtown area, lots of people had masks on, lots of people were social distancing, and they had like signs up everywhere telling people to wear masks. Now they're starting to say get vaccinated and stuff, but they used to have signs that said wear masks, social distance, all over the place. They had social distance stickers, I think, on the sidewalk.
Oh yeah. Imagine if they forced you to social distance even from your mom, your sister.
Yeah.
That would be more upsetting.
That actually did happen. I won't really go into detail, but one time we were at the hospital, I was visiting family, and this lady came out and told us we had to wear masks and social distance even though we're outside, and we didn't see this family member for a while, so we had to. And they're like, well, you got to wear masks. You got to social distance. It's like, we're outside, and like she doesn't even work. She didn't even work in like inpatient care, I think.
My thing is too, is like technically, you cannot enforce that. There is no law against that. There's no law, you know. And so it amazes me that certain areas, you know, here they'll call like the cops about the people not wearing masks and things like that.
Yeah.
But it's like there is technically no law against that. You know, so it's like, you know, they're having to finagle ways to find out how to charge people that aren't wearing masks, you know, which is insane.
Yeah,
you know?
a lot of the times it's like disrupting the peace is what they charge them for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes the cops, like, sometimes they won't even force you to wear a mask. They'll just tell you to walk away or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah. Like, come on. It's like, I don't know, like, that lady, everyone, I bet you all of the employees that are in the stores, in restaurants that are telling you wear masks, socially distance, when you're getting up from your seat, when you're not eating, it's like we're somehow programmed to be like robots.
It was so funny. Me and my friends went out to a restaurant and they were requiring us to wear masks. I'm like, I have a medical condition. They're like, well, we need you to wear masks. So I'm like, fine, whatever. I put on my mask. We all put on our masks. We walk over our table and we finish up eating. And then we take off our masks and we're not wearing masks as we get up and walk out the restaurant. We're not wearing masks at that point. And we're even talking to the employees without our masks on as we're leaving. And they had no problem with that. Well, it was only when we walked into it.
It's like, okay, so you can walk in, but you have to wear a mask. But as soon as you sit down, you can take that mask off and that's fine. oh, okay, I didn't know that there was just like a 2-foot difference, you know, however high the seats are, you know, that to where you wouldn't get infected.
Mm-hmm. Well, so the thing is, you know, COVID actually makes your breath hot. So sitting down, the hot air rises, so you're safe. If you're sitting down.
It just goes straight over your head, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Short people have an advantage.
We're going to get one of those, like, fact checker banners across the bottom of the video. It says false information. Here's the actual information. And it says something like, COVID does not actually make your breath hot. I'm calling it right now. But yeah, that reminded me of the time. Oop, I'm so sorry.
No, you're all good. Well, when we were like talking about this topic, I'm like, ooh, we got to tread lightly here because I know YouTube are Nazis about when it comes to anything about COVID. Same with Facebook.
Or anything conservative.
I looked up their guidelines. As long as we don't say anything about the WHO or anything like that, which I probably shouldn't have said, it'll be fine. Dang it.
Oh, the WHO, the WHO. Whoops.
Or Wuhan. Oh, Wuhan. Dang. Dang it.
Everything we say is not associated with them, so don't think that. And don't censor us, YouTube. Gosh, dang it.
COVID came from Wuhan. Changed my mind.
Doctors.
China virus. I'll get censored for this later,
I think it's absolutely hilarious. Like, Spanish flu, completely okay. China virus, struck down.
China virus, if you say China virus, more Asians will get attacked. Oh my God.
See, well, and it's just like, okay, that's where it originated from.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, guys. COVID-19 came from the COVID-19 Wuhan lab.
Wow.
Changed my mind.
Nope. From China. And guess who that was funded by? It was funded by Fauci. Fauci actually gave like a lot of money to the Wuhan laboratory.
Yeah, if you don't know, just look at his emails.
And it's funny because he was talking about before Trump even became president. He was like, if Trump becomes president, he's gonna have like an outbreak or something that he's gonna have to deal with. I'm like, how'd you know about that, Fauci? How'd you know about that? Huh?
He had a magic ball where he could actually look into and see.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happened.
And Fauci was one of the ones who was saying that wearing a mask was completely useless at the beginning. But I guarantee you,
saying we're for masks because it's more effective.
I guarantee you there's some money or some clout involved in that statement. Because
it
changed pretty quickly.
Man's probably a billionaire by now.
Yeah, it's either that or he has
false information.
It's either that or he has multiple personality disorder. Can't keep them straight.
I don't know.
Just keeps changing his mind.
Trusted public health official. I just knew he lied.
Do you know what Fauci reminds me of? It's kind of like a little kid going into like a Lego store and they see one Lego set. They're like, oh, I'm going to buy this. And they're like, oh, wait, no, I want to buy this. Wait, no, but I always wanted to buy that one. Wait, no, actually, I'm going to buy those ones.
Hey, that's if you can get them all, why not?
One thing after another and changing it, you know, they kept changing it. They couldn't be consistent. But that's typical, you know, of the more left side. Mm-hmm.
They can't. That's why they always want to switch genders, because they can't.
Yeah.
They always have
or blame the Republicans for everything, you know, because we're the ones that caused it, right?
Oh yeah. How Black Lives Matter recently blamed America for the communist government in Cuba mistreating their people. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and we'll talk about Cuba some other time. I'm sure it'll still be going on next week.
That's a hot topic. So
yeah, there we go. And I actually got. Wait, what's that? I'm so sorry.
You guys want to see us talk about Cuba?
Cuba?
Put it in the comments.
Yeah, let's talk
Cuba,
about Cuba.
Cuban, I can't speak today because...
Because he's got COVID.
Yes, I got COVID, you know?
It kind of flew under the radar, but getting back on the whole COVID idea, do you guys remember the whole, the thing that happened in London or in England? That was like 10 times more infective.
Yeah, I heard something about it. I don't know the full thing on it, but yeah, I heard about
Yeah, yeah, I remember getting on Omegle when it was happening. You know, I just I like talking politics with strangers. Gives me the shivers. I've only ever done it probably 4 maybe 5 times, but I always have a great time cuz I usually get people like screaming at me about how I'm a terrible human being, and I'm just like, "Oh, okay." But yeah, I remember I was doing it during the whole the second outbreak in England, and they were like, "Yeah, we just went under a stage 4 shutdown. We're not allowed to leave our house at all." And I was like, "Oh."
What are they gonna do? Shoot them or something? Because cops don't got guns.
Yeah, they don't have. They got billy clubs. Just whack them. You know.
Throw them.
Just whack.
Throw them like a Mexican grandma with her chancla.
Yes. Chanclas are
chanclas are deadly,
especially when thrown by a Mexican grandma.
Yes, I know the feeling.
This is the part of the show where we get censored for saying the word Mexican.
I am so sorry. Okay,
hey guys, actually no, I'm 25%, so
I'm pretty sure I got
half Spanish, but it's not Mexican, but I'm half Spanish, so there's that.
Hey, okay,
I mean, close enough.
I mean,
I'm all white.
I'm 1/16th Cherokee.
Yeah, we've got some diversity.
Yeah.
Well,
Steven's Asian. He's got diversity. We all got diversity.
You can't point out somebody's race, Zane.
Dude, jeez.
Dude.
I'm so sorry. My apologies.
So insensitive.
Hey, Steven, my apologies.
White privilege.
I'm so sorry.
I can't believe you are privileged enough to communicate about race.
Just call it COVID, for God's sakes, man.
Jeez.
Gotta call it China, but then, Fauci. If y'all heard, for all the viewers that have not noticed, I'm going to say this. If any of y'all still believe that Dr. Fauci is credible and honest, please take a look at the recent email leaks that happened. Take a look at the email leaks that happened that past couple months ago. It showed what we're talking about, Fauci, and what we knew all along.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna throw this out there, for everybody too. Please do your research and do it from different resources. Mm-hmm. Don't use the same resource. Use many different resources and do your research on everything. Now,
my personal source that I usually research is CNN because they always say the truth. They always speak facts.
Honestly, I feel like CNN, MSNBC, you know,
Vox
is definitely the most credible source I have ever found. I love watching their videos about. I love watching their videos about whatever they make videos about.
I like Vox; it's full of truth. And CNN.
Yep.
Perfect. Oh my gosh, what is this whole thing? See, I don't. Another thing. Dude, it's like, as we're talking about this, I don't know why, I don't know why this whole Delta variant comes up. It's like, you say that, it's like, why do you gotta add more flame to the fire? Why do you gotta keep on separating people? Honestly, I've never sensed, I feel so grieved. As much as I like to say facts don't care about your feelings, but it's like, come on. We're losing that emotional attachment with interacting with people. It's like,
yeah,
I feel like I just want to,
yeah.
Other than my family, other than my mom, it's like, I feel like I want to just hug somebody.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly, but that's my main thing with this. Like, I think that the biggest thing was to attack America or, you know, United States, and to really separate us, to stop the, to really dehumanize us and make sure that we don't have the relationships with each other. Because if you don't care about people as much, you're not as likely to fight for them. You're not as likely to help people. You know, you really become detached from, just everybody. And so that's my biggest thing. And, you know, especially with the mask, because, you know, even I'm guilty of this as well, is I am less likely to talk to somebody. I'm less likely because I'd be like, oh, I have a mask on because I can't hear as well. Because I read lips. That's my thing. I read lips. And so I'm less likely to talk to somebody because I don't want to ask somebody what, you know? So, there's even more to that, but that's what they're attacking because, the United States is the greatest place to live. We have freedom. We have everything. We are so lucky to live here. And they are trying to attack that. And they are trying to separate us and make it to where we are not Americans anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also,
and then going from the point where you said, like, people don't talk as much with the masks and the social distancing, this is especially noticeable at schools. Because last school year, I had at least half my classes where no one even said a word the whole time.
What?
I mean,
really?
At least there are a few classes where teachers were like, you know what? I don't care to talk to each other. But certain classes where they're more strict, kids were less likely to talk. They got worse grades. They were struggling on their assignments because like they were too nervous to or ask me or other people to help them with this question or how do I do this? So hopefully in the upcoming years, we'll make it a priority to make kids and even adults talk to each other again.
But see, that's the other part too. There was something that was released about the test scores and stuff that happened during COVID. And it was they plummeted.
You know? Yeah, of course.
Especially with the online schooling. I've seen, they had first graders on online schooling. It's like, how is that going to work out? Mm-hmm. These kids are failing in school. And also, it's just if you give a kid a screen, they're not going to pay attention.
And the thing is a lot of the stuff you learn in elementary school, I wrote a paper in college about, education and the education system. It was more focused on standardized testing, but I learned a lot from it.
Mm-hmm.
Early education is focused on very basic math and reading and social skills. So depriving kids that young of an age from interacting with other people and their peers, it's very damaging because, you can't go outside and play tag with your parents. It's a little bit weird.
Yeah.
And the big, one of the biggest things about education is, and you see it in the scientific community, people don't stick to their own research and, work at it extremely hard. People they work with other scientists, they show their research to other scientists, they look at other scientists' research to build upon and expand their own theories and their ideas. And, taking kids out of school deprives them of not only the social, aspect of school, which is pretty important, but it also deprives them of getting outside ideas and getting outside help that, otherwise they would have had and would have succeeded with.
Yeah.
Well, and also, the other part that I wanted to point out too is all the kids that are having to starve and be in such unhealthy environments because of having to stay home. And there's this one story that I read, and it was of a 6-year-old, and they were doing a class, and she just burst out in tears on video. And, the teacher's what's wrong? And she's I'm so hungry, because she didn't have food in her house. And it's think about how, mentally and physically, how much that destroys a little kid, because for school, for a lot of kids, it's a safe place for them, compared to their home life. And they're able to have food and water there, and they're not treated like how they are at home and neglected or whatever else is the case. If the family is just too poor, that's a huge problem that has not been focused on enough, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I think that's another thing that kids are having to deal with as well.
And so I used to go to a Title I middle school. If you don't know what that means, Title I means it's generally lower income students whose parents can't really afford to pay for lunch every day. And I knew a lot of kids, lunch at school was the only time they'd eat, They'd go home and they would go outside and play. They'd drink water from the hose outside instead of going inside and getting a nice iced glass of water. And then they'd go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
When they got inside, and then they'd wake up the next morning, go to school,
mm-hmm.
It's depriving students, especially those who are in Title I schools, of that experience and of being able to have a place where they can go on a day-to-day basis to actually interact with others and, get a quality education and eat. you know?
Going off like the top about like people that like kids that have to go to that, it's like, why don't they take all that money that they're sinking into COVID-19 for research and for people to be able to sit on their couches and do nothing? Why don't you give that money to stuff like for kids so that they can eat, so that they can have a healthy environment and they don't end up insane or going and selling drugs on the street or something.
Mm-hmm.
Put that money for good cause.
And I knew a lot of kids who did that too, you know, because, you know, their mom was working two or three jobs and still couldn't pay the electricity bill. So
it's like, why doesn't the money go to them?
And I mean, that's what a lot of, like, you know, the whole welfare system in the U.S. does, but it's really, it's overused, and it's like, it's taken advantage of by a lot of people in the United States.
Yes.
You know, there's people who literally do, who are capable of working and choose not to, because they know that once a month they'll get that check from the government and they won't have to worry about it for the next month.
Yeah.
And as long as they show that they're looking for a job, or as long as they show that they're disabled, and for those who are disabled, I mean, of course, if they're not able to work, they should be getting some aid from the government, because, you know, we want them to be alive. We want them to stay well. But for those people who just sit on their butts all day, I have no respect for them, because it sucks.
Well, if you just look at, like, the criminal justice system and, like, see how many people, like, who say that they are disabled and that they get, like, disability and stuff like that, that shows right there about, you know, they still get that check once a month. They still do that, and, like, they're out here committing crimes. They're out here doing stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not, like, a disability to where, you know, they can't control themselves or, you know, something like that. It's just, like, I've seen people, like, where they get disability just from having, you know, depression or things like that. And it's like, to me, that's what's making our country weaker as well, is because we're like, oh, okay, well, you have this, it's okay, you don't have to work anymore, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, whereas you have, like, other people who, you know, really need the assistance, they don't get it as easily, or they just don't get it.
And speaking on the whole idea of depression and, like, telling people they don't have to work, that's actually the worst thing for them.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what happened in during COVID too.
Yeah.
You saw, like, rates of, like, anxiety and depression skyrocket because they weren't doing things that they enjoyed. They sat at home watching Netflix on their couch all day, eating hot Cheetos and trying to forget about how sad they are.
My dad, he, like, loves working. That's, like, all he does. Like, during COVID, he didn't work at all. Like, he barely worked, but when he did work, he wanted to go to work. And then now that he's able to go back to work, that's all he does right now. It's just work.
Yeah.
This is very interesting talk about right now, because I have a disability, so, and going back to the point, like, with the welfare systems, for me, like, if it's there, if I need it, that's nice, but I try to focus more on, I want to get to a point where I don't need it, so I have to work hard to be able to be independent, and I've done that, and I've done a pretty good job, so now at this point, I don't need it, but if I needed it then, it would be helpful, and I think that's how we should go about with our welfare systems, is that if, for people who truly need it, you can use it for what you need, but also use that as an opportunity to succeed, so you don't need it anymore, and you can support yourself.
Yeah, but see, that's very admirable. Like, that is awesome that you have done that, and that's how it should be. If you're able to, and if you can work on it, and, like, you're able to get yourself to that point, like, isn't that, like, what you would want out of somebody? Like, doesn't that make you happier? Doesn't that make you, I mean, make you feel more, like,
yeah,
I just feel like it's so much more healthy for you, you know?
Mm-hmm. Or, like, with, like, COVID, as much as, like, people, like, as much as I don't like my job sometimes, I'm like, after I go to work, I'm like, I want to work some more. I enjoyed this.
Oh, yeah. Like, I tell myself every day, I mean, I said, man, I really didn't want to wake up this morning, but I'm glad I was not sitting at the house all day.
Yeah, like, I'll wake up, go to work, and I'm like, I don't want to wake up and go to work. I'll go to work, I'm like, I kind of want to work. And then when I'm not working, I'm just like bored out of my mind, sitting around just like, what do I do?
Yeah, most of the time I'm watching.
I don't want to sit on my computer
if I'm not at work.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the worst. Like, you binge like a TV show on Netflix, and then afterwards you're just like cross-eyed. You're like,
like, come on.
It's just so much better, I think, for you mentally, physically, like, you know, you're out there doing stuff, you're contributing to society, you know. Mm-hmm. I just think it's so much better to be able to work, and it's so much better for your relationships mm-hmm. with people, you know. It's just, true. Like, it's just so much better mentally, physically, mm-hmm. you know, everything. So, mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah. I think that's another reason why they attacked that as well. So,
and going back to, like, what you said, Andrew, like, talk about like disability and like trying to be independent and stuff. Like, I have some disabilities, and like, I kind of grew up learning that I have to be independent and stuff, and that I'm independent and I got to work for stuff. That's a big problem, is that like the government is trying to show people that you can just depend on us, that you don't have to be independent, that you can just do whatever.
Which leads to them controlling people mm-hmm. more.
Yeah.
And yeah. I hate the whole, like, because I saw, like, a whole bunch of statements about, I think it was a video off the Daily Wire, where it was talking about how, like, you know, if you are getting all these checks for unemployment from the government, you know, you were the truly oppressed person. Mm-hmm. And, like, there was a whole bunch of people saying, you know, how does that make any sense? And I'm like, okay, so if the government gives you your food, you get used to them giving your food. And then one day they just cut off the supply like that.
Yeah.
You're going to be begging the government for some food, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's how you're oppressed. You're being controlled because the government is giving you things that you need in order to survive. And without them,
mm-hmm.
where would you be?
Yeah.
Well, and that's what leads like you to like, so with them controlling everything and with them having their hand in everything, as far as like where you live, what you eat, you know, what income you get, you know, things like that, you know, that in turn gives them obviously the power over you, but also that leads to like socialism. And, mm-hmm. you know, as we see like what's going on with Cuba right now,
and Venezuela. You know,
it's like, yeah, and
Venezuela's flew under the radar. We're not talking about them much as because Cuba's mm-hmm. been going on, but
mm-hmm.
Venezuela too.
Yeah. And see, that's a big point too. And it's like, you know, Cuba, you know, they're getting silenced too. You know, there's so many people missing from doing the protests and doing, you know, they had American flags. It gives me cold mm-hmm. chills talking about it, but they had American flags because they want to be free like us.
Yeah.
They want to not be under their government the way that they are. And that the way that America is kind of turning into with this administration, and that's scary. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have to keep fighting. But like, you know, with Cuba, the people who were protesting, there's so many that are missing now. And so mm-hmm. like, that's scary. So what did the government do with those people, you know? So anyways, but back to the controlling and, you know, the government having mm-hmm. that much power over us, you know, with telling us to wear masks, you know, with telling us what we can do with our bodies, you know, as far as being as close to somebody or going to church or going and seeing our family members or whatever else.
Or the new door-to-door vaccine, whatever mm-hmm. they're doing, going door-to-door. Do you know who mm-hmm. did that? Do you know who went door-to-door for stuff?
What?
The Nazis. The Nazis. In World War II. Honestly.
Well, can't forget about Jehovah's Witness, too. Mm-hmm. Did Jehovah's Witness go door-to-door?
I mean, they're not trying to stab us with experimental drugs.
Yeah, they're just...
But the Nazis. The Nazis went door-to-door, dragging people out of their homes and forcing them to do something because the Nazis didn't believe in their ethnicity, race, like mm-hmm. your religion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So well, that's what they're doing.
That should be a concern. That should be mm-hmm. a concern. You know, with them coming to our homes, you know, and it's like, don't we have HIPAA? You know,
mm-hmm.
like why should we tell anybody if we have the mm-hmm. shot or if we don't have the shot, you know? And why is it such an issue for people to not want to get a experimental shot that we still mm-hmm. do not know all of the full mm-hmm. side effects from? We are still in the trial of this vaccine. Mm-hmm. So it's like, why can we not say no? Why can we not have a choice?
Yeah. Or it's like, There's some people that don't get the flu shot. They're not being hunted down. They're not getting thrown into their house. They're not getting thrown in jail or anything like that. Why can't we do the same with the COVID vaccine, huh?
And so my biggest thing with the COVID vaccine is, so I got vaccinated mostly because I wanted to walk around without having to wear masks in places where masks were required for people who weren't vaccinated.
But you still can, because they can't legally ask you if you have been vaccinated or not.
Yeah, they can't, but you know, I wanted to have the verification, I guess. I don't know. I get anxious sometimes.
I did the same thing. I got vaccinated, but I still don't like the fact that because like right when the COVID vaccine came out, like my parents talked to me. It's like, do you want to get this? And I said, sure, because I want to be able to walk around and do stuff. But I also, so I did it, but I also didn't like that choice at the same time. It's because I don't want to like get to a point where it's like just be with the vaccine, like. Trying to figure out a word this. So I don't like the fact that I have to get vaccinated in order to do all of these things.
Right.
And like, I think it should be more of a choice and should be more of encouragement rather than forcing it.
Shut down our throats.
Yeah. Me personally, I haven't gotten vaccinated. I'm not planning on getting vaccinated. And if you're going to tell me like to get vaccinated before I can do that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do stuff without getting vaccinated. Don't tell me to get vaccinated in order to do stuff that I already did 2 years from now.
Well, and then like what also makes me question it even more is like all the restrictions that are like coming along with this. If you don't get the vaccination, you can't travel to this place. Oh, you can't go to this place. You can't go into this store. You can't go into that store. Yeah. And it's like, what? You know, and it's like the left side is so about my body, my choice. You can go kill an innocent little baby, but you can't choose whether or not to get a vaccine or not.
Yeah. Like, did you hear, I don't know if you guys saw this, but I believe it was the former president of Planned Parenthood. Apparently she's a doctor. Don't know how that happened, but she said that if you don't get vaccinated, that people should be tested and sign all these forms, and that the vaccine should be the easy option.
Oh yeah, I did hear that.
For somebody that's trying to kill the future generation, why are you so worried about health then?
Yeah, it's like, honestly, yeah.
Like they want to kill the future. They're killing the future generation, but they want us to be healthy for the future generation.
Yeah.
Well, I understand. Like why you would get the vaccination. I get it, because the idea of it makes you feel like you know, seems like a good idea. But then it's like they keep doing all this other stuff to where like it makes you scratch your head, you know, because it's like why are you doing that, you know, like why would you do this or this, or you know, you're honestly making it not a choice anymore whenever it comes to like say if like you with the travel restrictions. So like, what if somebody's family lives over there, you know, or like, what if something, you know, and it's like, they don't have a choice but to get that, you know, and it's like, that's crazy to me, you know, that just is wild to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I've seen cases like people like would fly out of our country, like fly out of America, be in like other countries there for a period of time. And then they can't fly home because they don't have the vaccination.
And
that's ridiculous.
And the thing is, and a lot of people on the left will misconstrue this as a whole like anti-vax thing, when in reality it's not. You know, most anti-vaxxers, their logic is pretty far out there. The logic of the right is, you know, pretty standard. You know, this is the quickest a vaccine has ever been made, ever. You know, the flu vaccine took forever to make. So the fact that we were able to make a vaccine that was going to kill the entire Earth's population if it didn't go unchecked in that amount of time, a little bit strange. And then, you know, we've saw all these issues with the Pfizer and the Moderna, and now, you know, there's starting to be issues with the Johnson & Johnson, which I got because it was one shot and I didn't want to have to go in for a second one. But, you know, it's just insane to me that, you know, people on the left are going to look at this and not see where conservatives and people on the right are coming from. Because, you know,
exactly.
we, you know, in the end, yeah, like, and I know a majority of conservatives, you know, if more science into it, better development of them,
yeah,
I'm all for it, you know, and that's, yeah. that's the consensus on the right. But, you know, people on the left seem to think that, you know, we just hate the idea of being injected with, basically poison because we have no clue what it would do. You know, would you eat a nut like off the floor if you didn't know what it was? You know, it may look like a peanut, but you never know.
Yeah. I don't think it's bad. Like, we should be able to question it. We should be able to wait years. You know, because what is it? 7 years for like a trial to go for it not to be a trial anymore. For,
I'm not too sure.
I think it's like 7 years or something like that. But anyways, it's like, why is that wrong to want to be able to see that, you know, to wait till it's done with the trial, you know? I don't want to be an experiment, you know what I mean? I just want to be able to see, like, you know, to make sure it actually does what it's supposed to do. But also, why would I get a vaccine for something that's, you know, the recovery rate is so high?
Also, by the way, sorry to interrupt, but by the way, to all the viewers out there, just want to let you all know, whatever you choose to do, whether you choose to get the vaccine or not, nobody should be able to shame you for your choice.
No, yeah, I agree.
And in the end, it's none of their business, you know. Exactly. If somebody asks you if you're vaccinated, say that's a personal matter. I don't really care to tell you.
I do 100%. Not like those people that take the vaccine for a photo op. At Mayo, they actually have an area for like to take pictures where like you got vaccinated, like to show that you got vaccinated. It's like, no. No.
At the clinic, I got vaccinated. So we had like stickers because you have to wait 15 minutes like in the clinic just to make sure you don't get any major symptoms, which is fine. And then, but they put a sticker on you on the time when you can leave. And right when you exit out, there's this trash bin and everyone just put their sticker on there. I like that a lot more than just a photo op.
Yeah. And getting the vaccine is like nobody really cares where I'm from. You know, I don't have to deal with the stereotypical people saying, I'm vaccinated. You know,
that must be nice.
It's very nice. You know, nobody talks about the vaccine, which is absolutely fantastic. Like, when I went to go get vaccinated, there was, like, three of us there. And you know what happened? They stuck us, made us wait 5 or 15 minutes, and then we all just walked out. Now, it wasn't a big deal or anything. No pictures were taken. We all got in our cars and just left.
Yeah, here in Kami Soda, some people talk about how they're vaccinated. Like, I'd be working at Chick-fil-A and like people pull up and they're like, oh, we're vaccinated. Do we have to put our masks on? Wow. It's just like, why ask me that?
Yeah.
Just don't, it's, I don't need to know if you're vaccinated. I don't care if you have a mask on.
It's your rights. Do whatever you want.
Also, like one thing I noticed, like with the whole mask thing is like working at Chick-fil-A, I'd be in the drive-thru. And that's one thing I missed is having like, face-to-face conversation with somebody like taking their order. Like, you can't really get that when they have a mask on covering their face and stuff, because one thing is like with the mask on, you focus a lot more on their eyes, and people just don't like looking into people's eyes. They're always like,
it's weird. It's really weird.
Well, and then also like from being like at home for so long too, it's like you've had to learn how to like re-socialize yourself again, you know? So it's like, how long do I make eye contact?
What I do is I just look at them like this as long as I can. Like,
okay, you know, you gotta intimidate them, you know, show them who's boss, show them in charge.
How's it going?
See, my biggest thing was, and I, one of the reasons why I'm glad we went back to wearing masks at where I work is because I trained myself to kind of just let my mouth make the facial expressions it wanted to make. So if someone wanted to like get an absolutely disgusting amount of cheese on their sandwich, I would just like cringe inside my mask. I couldn't do that for about 2 weeks, and I was like, my God, these people are making a roast beef sandwich with tons of black olives and tons of mayo. How am I supposed to react to this?
That's just an example. No, because I did the exact same thing. So I'm very, like, you can read my face. You know, I make the faces. But anyways, at work, I was so used to having my mask on. And, like, whenever we didn't have to wear masks anymore, Devin's still over here making all these faces. And I'm like, oh, wait, I don't have the mask anymore. I can't make these faces, you know?
Yeah, like,
the pure disgust on your face.
I was just wearing, like, a mask at work, and then I, like, take it off. And then I have, like, food stuck in my braces or something, or some, like, food or something. I'm just like, dang it. Because, like, with the mask, you just throw it on, and you're good. And I'm just like, I guess, I don't know if it's for most people, but I know, like, a lot of people, like, your hygiene standards start to go down because you just have it covered up. It's just, like, covered up, and it's done. Like, you don't have to worry so much. But now that you don't have the mask, it's, like, you start to worry more.
Oh yeah, wearing them everywhere. I mean, not only my personal hygiene did go down a little bit. You know, not too much. It wasn't that big of a deal. The biggest thing I saw was, like, my face just started feeling gross. You know, and my acne flared up really bad.
I started breathing out more, but it's because, I mean, think about it. Like, you know, you're breathing like hot breath in there, and it's like, you know, all that, like, just getting on your face.
Yeah.
And I broke out a lot more from wearing masks, and, like, just, like, in this region, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, when I was working at Chick-fil-A, like, I'd get, like, a runny nose for some reason. Like, a half an hour before my shift ended, I'd have a runny nose.
But the bottom line is...
Because
we have a few minutes left, the bottom line is, this whole thing with coronavirus, the Delta virus, whatever variant, you know, the media likes to cook up, it's like, at the end of the day, it's mostly just fear mongering, just to keep people living in fear, keep people afraid of each other. It's come on, where was the interactions? Like, come on. It's like, I feel like whenever I go see you guys in person, like, I just want to hug all of you guys, and it's,
you can,
like,
you can hug me, Steven.
Where can we
give me a big old bear hug.
Well, we have to, like, like, when can we get back to this? Like, when will the media stop dividing people against each other? And so, even, I just want to say for our viewers, it's like, please, I beg you guys, do not live in fear.
Yeah.
Let us continue just to be united as a country. It's like, don't let the media just divide us against each other. We are not the divided states of America. We are the United States of America. We are a great country and a great people. And the world is watching us. The world is watching what we do.
Yeah,
facts.
Like, come on.
Yeah, me and Gary over here, we agree. Don't live in fear.
Yeah, I saw you in shooting, bud. You did a good job. Yes. You got two right in the center, man.
Proud of you.
Well, right in the center. Close enough.
Yeah. Also, the knife, too, right there.
Oh, jeez.
And the head.
Ooh.
It's my dad. Me and my dad both shot that target. He's trying to say, don't tell everyone that like, you shot those. I'm like, I shot those, I'm pretty sure. He shot the knife, I think. I don't know. I shot most of it.
Good job.
Yeah, he always uses the excuse. He's like, my prosthetic leg is, like, the reason I can't shoot properly. It's like, no.
It throws off the balance, you know. His equilibrium's messed up.
It's like the sight, you know.
But yeah,
so wrapping up the COVID, like, talking about COVID, we got another segment. It's a new one. Mason, why don't you lead us in on it?
All right, everyone, welcome to the new segment, Like or Dislike, where we talk about all things we like and everything we dislike. And so today, food's a different topic. Today, it's our favorite movies. Our favorite movie and our least favorite movie. So, who would like to kick us off?
You know what? Hey, I got this. One, like, the best movie, one of the best movies I've ever watched in my entire life is none other than The Lion King, first of all. Lion King, it's a very iconic show for a plethora of reasons. One, it's about a journey of this lion cub. It's about a journey from boyhood to man. And the fact that Simba is... when he started out as a little boy, he had an ambition, but he needed to learn to grow into that. And so I admire just, like, how much Simba has learned, even just, like, you know, through his struggles, like, even when at times he doesn't want to listen to his father, Mufasa, like, when Simba grew up into man, he had to realize that he had to know himself. That's why it's like, it's so legendary that, and yes, Simba was destined, and he is always destined to be the king of the jungle. And so Lion King can bring an important lesson for people to realize that, like, even for kids especially, is like they have to know who they are themselves, what is their identity. And so Lion King is the best movie. If y'all want to agree with me, great. If y'all want to disagree with me, that's okay too. Okay.
I've actually never seen Lion King.
Dude.
What? Like the full movie. I've seen
parts. Right, we've gotta have like a Netflix party thing. We're all gonna watch The Lion King with Zane.
We're gonna review it too.
Hopefully I didn't spoil too much.
Oh no.
Dang it. Oh,
everybody knows the basics about Simba. You know, just look at have you read Hamlet? Zane, have you read Hamlet?
I might have.
You might have? The Lion King is Hamlet. That's exactly what it is.
Alright, so I guess since I talk so much, I'll bring up my favorite movie.
Needs to talk about his least favorite movie.
Oh yes, sorry about that. Sorry, Steven.
My least favorite movie, it's either a tie between 47 Ronin or Venom. That's it.
What the freak? Venom is a great movie.
What are you talking about? Okay, when I watched Venom, I did not know what that was. I felt like I was in an asylum. I felt like I was in a horror asylum with so much slaughtery and eating. Like, what is this? Like, a man turning into a monster and just like swallowing people alive. I'm like, I did not know what was going on. It looked a little bit cheesy.
Venom is basically what would happen if one of those like YouTubers that make all the slime just went crazy.
If you wanted to like bring it up, if you want to talk with me about how Venom is so good, please tell me. I would like to hear your views.
I will admit the CGI is pretty bad in that one, but overall it wasn't the greatest movie. I will not rank it in the top 10, but I believe that the second one's going to be better.
Tom Hardy.
More like the second one will be more horror.
Tom Hardy is the man.
Yeah, I actually went to see a movie, and the movie I watched, I think, is my favorite movie now. I don't know. My favorite movie switches quite a bit, but yeah. I like the trailer for the new one.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Okay, so I guess it's my turn now.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So I'm trying to figure out, because I got, like, sentimental movies that are my favorite that I grew up with, and then I got, like, movies that I think are good, like, from a critic view. Do you want me to do both or just one?
What's your favorite movie?
No matter
what. Ooh.
You can watch circumstance.
Definitely Cars.
Wait, best Cars 1, 2, 3?
1. Cars 1.
Okay, good. Best if you had said anything made. But 1, I would have been upset with you.
I guess Cars. It's only Pixar movies today, everyone.
Oh, no, definitely not.
Well, no, Lion King was, Disney wasn't Pixar, I don't think.
Yeah, no, Lion King wasn't Pixar. Yeah. Pixar focused mainly on like 3D animated movies. They didn't do much actual sketching. So.
And then I think one of my biggest like movies that I dislike. Ooh, that's hard. Josh Whedon's Justice League. That was garbage.
The original Justice League before the Zack Snyder cut?
Before the Zack Snyder cut. That was utter dumpster fire.
I'll agree with you. I'll agree with you.
Yeah, so those were Cars and Justice League.
So far, no, everyone's pretty satisfied with those, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, who would like to take the floor next?
I nominate Devin. Okay, no, Andrew can go.
All right, so my favorite movie of all time, I will say, is Black Panther. I'm just gonna say that. And first of all,
okay, Mason, it was a good movie.
Like,
Mason,
so many people respected him. It's all because of this movie. It's because everyone enjoyed this movie so much, is that they respect Chadwick Boseman so much. But anyways, not in the actual movie. So first of all, just all the action scenes, all the fighting scenes are probably some of the best I've seen out of most of the Marvel movies. And also, like, we've seen, it's nice just being able to see a place in like Africa. I just thought seeing all the different culture, like when they're at the waterfall, when they got all the different tribes. I thought
that was the dude's really like the plate in his mouth.
Oh yeah, and like the yeah, and then the flight when they go to like the whole city after like it appearing of like this gorgeous nature. So, but also life lesson, seeing like the different, because there's 5 different tribes in the movie.
I think
and
so
seeing
too.
Them all unite together, just singing on that one scene, like that's probably my favorite scene. Just seeing all the tribes with the waterfall, just seeing them singing, having a good time. I think it's a good life lesson that, like with the United States of America, no matter what tribe you come from, we should be united and have a good time. And then, yeah, just seeing the whole plot throughout the movie makes it one of my favorites. It was one of the first Marvel movies I watched too, so I think that's why it also sticks with me.
Mason's about to explode.
One of my least. What?
Okay, I hated that movie really, really bad.
We have some similar opinions on that, Mason.
I mean, I think it was just a ripoff of Lion King, to be honest.
What? No.
It felt like a crappy ripoff of Lion King.
Hey, guys, actually, Black Panther didn't have enough diversity. There was only one white guy in the entire movie.
And he was British playing an American.
That too. And he played a hobbit. Heck yeah.
But I haven't seen the movie in a while, so I can't debate everything on it. So we'll let this one slide.
Andrew, what's your least favorite movie?
Oh, yeah. So this one is pretty hard for me because I'm not the type of person who just likes to hate on movies. I just try to see the good.
Yeah.
And like in most movies, even if they're total rip-offs. But I would say that my least favorite movie would be the Lego Ninjago movie. It's just because comparing them to the first two movies, like when I was at the theater, like when I saw the Lego movie, everyone was laughing. It was a good story. Then I saw the Lego Batman movie, same thing. And then I went to watch the Lego Ninjago movie at theaters. It was just dead silent in a theater. It was full of, and all the chairs were full, but no one was really laughing. I think part of it was just because it was so rushed, because it was made like 6 months after the Batman movie was released. So they just didn't, I think part of it is they just didn't have the time to create a good quality movie. But just comparing it to these two other great movies in my childhood, I'll probably put it as my least favorite. But I'll still watch it if I want to. But I'm just not the person who likes to hate on movies.
Can I change my favorite movie?
Sure.
Definitely Spy Kids.
Oh my god.
Oh gosh.
What?
Oh gosh.
Dude.
Definitely Spy Kids. Floop was one of the most complex villains you'll ever see. He's more deadly than Thanos.
What? Zane, me and you are gonna fight.
No, I'm just kidding.
We're gonna have an actual fist fight.
I'm a beast.
Yo! I'm just gonna fly down to you and we're just gonna be we're gonna square up in like a Wendy's parking lot.
So, Andrew, unlike Mason and Zane, I actually appreciated the Black Panther as well. You know, I thought it was a good movie. I just didn't like, and I don't like how Marvel's kind of taken this approach to all their movies since Black Panther, where they kind of just inject that little bit of wokeness.
Yes.
But other than the wokeness in the movie, I felt like it was actually pretty good, you know. They did a lot of the things they did in that movie with it being, you know, not so racially diverse for a reason, you know. That was the story of Black Panther, and it happened that way, so it was told that way. I didn't like the Lego Ninjago movie either, so.
I didn't see it, Black Panther, I didn't feel it was super woke, just because I just saw it more as representing a culture rather than it just being woke. And I don't want to say like a movie is woke just because racially diverse.
And it wasn't the whole like concept of the movie that was woke to me. It was just since that movie
everything has gotten so woke.
Yeah.
And I've quit watching ones that have become more woke because it's like, even like with they're doing movies like from back in the day and it's like, you're changing it up so much to where like, the history isn't even like legitimate in a way, you know? Mm-hmm. So
like, so I'm very Matt Walsh-ish when it comes to movies and things. I'm very strict to the point where I think, you know, yeah, having women as like superheroes is cool, but when they start playing like a super big role, I just don't find it as, I don't know, believable. And I hate to say that. Yeah, that's just,
they'll put like women that are like 90 pounds.
Yeah, and it's a 5'6" 90 pound brunette kicks we'll some behemoth's butt, you know.
Or Brie Larson as Captain Marvel definitely can take down Thanos. Mm. Mm.
I hated. Sorry.
I think me and you, Mason, are gonna have a similar least favorite movie.
Yeah. So who's next with?
Devin? Were you going?
I guess it's me.
Devin.
Okay.
Yeah. So my most favorite movie is Lawless. Have you guys seen it?
I have not, but I've heard familiar. Plenty about it.
So
I've heard of it. I haven't watched
good.
It.
It has Tom Hardy in it, obviously. Ooh. It's awesome. It's on Netflix. Lawless is definitely, like, my favorite, like, serious movie. My other, like, comedy favorite movie is White Chicks.
Of course. I a classic.
And then my least favorite is Wolf on Wall Street.
I didn't watch it.
It was terrible.
I heard about that movie. I've never watched it.
Yeah, and like everybody's like, "Oh, it's so great," and I'm like, "No, it's like it's disgusting. Like it made me feel gross after watching it." And I'm like, "Yeah, no, that movie was terrible." And it has like Leonardo DiCaprio, you know, and it's like, mm-mm. I thought it was terrible.
Doesn't it have the most F-bombs in any movie?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jeez. This is my honest opinion. I think Leonardo DiCaprio is a little overrated.
I agree.
Yeah.
I feel like most of his characters are very similar. Like, his range is kind of still, like, kind of boxed in.
Okay, so you look at him and you see Jack. You know, that's all he is. That's all he ever will be.
Exactly.
Jack.
Yes, that's all I see.
Tim, you seem like the type of person that cried when he died.
I did not watch the Titanic. I refuse to. I'm never going to watch it. It's never going to happen.
I agree with you.
It is a good movie.
I will not watch it.
I don't care how good it is. I'm not watching it. I've seen clips of Titanic though, you know.
Yeah.
And I remember watching The Great Gatsby. And if you guys have seen the version with him in it, he is just Jack. That's just who he is.
Inception was good.
I like Inception.
Okay, whose turn is it now for
Mason?
Go down to Tim. Tim, did you already say yours?
I did not. I didn't know if you wanted to go last or not, so.
I want to go last.
You want to go last?
He wants to go last.
So.
Saving the best for last.
I'm real big into horror films, okay? I could give you a long list of movies that I love to watch, and I could watch plenty of times. There are definitely some terrible ones, but.
Definitely.
I feel like my favorite movie, though, isn't very respected in the like the scary movie category.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite movie, and it has been since I watched it, is like A Quiet Place. So okay, thank you. I don't know, I saw it in movie, it was on a date that I went to go watch it, so I don't know, that might have affected how I felt about it, but it was a good movie. I enjoyed it. It was fun.
Did you watch the second one?
I did not. I have not yet. No.
It's really good.
I saw this clip, these people were like in a theater watching The Quiet Place, and since it was like so quiet, like you'd make so much noise, and mm-hmm. somebody farted and it sounded like it was 10 times louder than it was.
I know, I was watching the second one in theaters and I was reaching my hand into those small Skittle bags, you know? It's like crinkly. I'm like, oh frick, I can't do that. They're gonna kill me. I'm like, you know, I won't eat my candy. I can't.
Yeah, you're just like, what do I do now? Just don't eat it.
And now, whenever it's A Quiet Place anywhere near me, I'm terrified to make noise. I'm like, they could be right nearby. I'm like, and where is it?
Gotta be quiet. Okay, now what's your?
Alright, so I think we may have had an issue with the recording. I'm going to hope it is just frozen and it is still recording.
Oh
But we've got an hour and 21 minutes, so we can always... Yeah. Oh, yep, it's good. It's good. It was just frozen. Anyways, so edit that part out, by the way. Yeah, so my least favorite movie, Mason, I think we both know what it is, right? You were giving me the look when Andrew was talking about it.
What movie?
It's Captain Marvel.
I would agree with you.
You would agree with me, really?
Also, yeah, I mean, that is a terrible movie. It's terrible. I walked out of theaters. I walked out of theaters crying because it was so bad.
You know, I'm not even gonna disagree with that.
My masculinity depleted.
I was so it didn't have like the Marvel thing where, you know, normally they like beat their villain and like achieve who they can be, and the guy's like, "All right, fight me," and then she's like, and just destroys him. I'm like, "Are you serious?"
That was terrible. It's like if I wanted to watch One Punch Man, I would have watched One Punch Man, not this garbage.
or the way that spoiler alert, if you haven't watched it,
it doesn't even matter. If you haven't watched it, you're not going to.
The way Nick Fury lost his eye. I hated how in Winter Soldier, they made it sound like it was this dope backstory of how he lost his eye. And then in Captain Marvel, it's just some lame-looking cat alien thing that just scratches his eye. It's just like, what?
I agree with that.
Like, I was hoping that, like, Winter Soldier, like, the way he lost his eye, they would have went back to, like, Budapest.
Yeah. No, I did think it was interesting how they tied it into, like, the main storyline with the whole, like, pager thing, but I didn't like it. It was looking for a cop out to have a, because was Captain Marvel like a major comic staple?
I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't hear about it until it started coming out. So.
All right. It was a comic, but... Now is my turn. So with my favorite movie, I'm a huge Star Wars fan. Okay. And so I'd have to go with Star Wars 3, Revenge of the Sith, greatest movie of all time. I grew up with them. And I love them so much.
Wait, that's what are the prequels?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hot take.
And those are both my favorite movies. I don't like the ones after that because I mostly also grew up with them. So I just like them more. And then I always love just saying hello there just because it's just such a fun line.
He's an amazing actor.
I don't know. Yeah, that's my all-time favorite movie.
All right.
Sure, that makes me a nerd, but who cares? I don't really care. And then my all-time least favorite movie is Avengers Endgame.
I
don't even know how to react.
Worst movie to ever exist. I hated that movie with a passion.
Yeah. I can.
Everything they did in that movie sucked.
I can agree with that. It did not end well, at all.
Well, I mean, if anyone who hasn't seen it. Leave now. I don't know. Skip past this. But the way that they executed Thanos, I hated that. I hated how they had to go back in time and do all sorts of weird crap like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was so bad. Captain Marvel flying through the ship, terrible. Everything about that movie, I hated. I liked it the first time, but then afterwards, I looked back and was like, I hate that movie.
Yeah.
And that is why, in my opinion, Avengers Endgame is the worst movie to ever exist.
See, I don't know, with Endgame, like, it was cool, I guess, but it was very obvious that they were trying to segue into, like, a new Avengers. You know, you lost all the main players, and then all that was left were the, like, not main players that were put into, that were actually literally shoved into, like, the big roles. You know, you saw Falcon get the, didn't Falcon get the shield?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, he got the shield. And then, you know, Bucky part of the Avengers, or did he head off?
Yeah, he, like, I didn't watch it, but, like, him, like, Falcon and Winter Soldier had their own TV show together.
Yeah. I haven't watched it either. I'm not watching anything else Marvel. I'm not really interested in it anymore, but...
Falcon Winter Soldier was all right. I did notice that they did kind of go more with, like, they were a little bit woke... But they weren't as like bad as some of the other ones.
Yeah.
Sorry, you go.
I said it's whatever. I'm just Endgame and Captain Marvel kind of ruined it for me. I almost started watching Loki, but then I was like, I've been hearing about what people are saying about it. I'm just like, I'm not really into that. So
yeah.
Have you guys seen the new Cap? Have you guys seen Black Widow yet?
I'm not going to.
I kind of liked it just because a lot of it took place in Russia. My dad lived in Russia.
Oh, wow.
I'm trying to learn Russian right now, so nice. I was like trying to pick up some of the language. So that was fun, but I could understand like how someone else would not.
Yeah, and I mean, hey, I mean, I'm not going to tell people they shouldn't watch it just because it's Marvel, you know?
Yeah.
You go watch what you want to watch. Just
However, I mean... don't watch Endgame.
It'll be the Endgame end was of Marvel good. For you.
In my opinion, Endgame was good.
I mean, I just, with all the hype that was built up to it, the actual performance, I think that's why
it I like how you got all those, I feel like Marvel, like, now, they're, like, had a bunch of the big-name actors carrying the movies. Like, Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans,
Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth, yeah.
Is Mark Ruffalo. Is Thor still part of it?
Yeah. Thor.
He's going to be in the Guardians of the Galaxy and...
Thor, Love, and Thunder.
So, yeah, like, but, you know, the main, like, you know, Iron Man and Captain America are gone. You know, an entire movie was based around the conflict between them, and now they just don't exist. So, I guess they've had their run, which...
Yeah, they're trying to go woke now with Captain America, which is just garbage. That's a
What are they doing with Captain America?
Why? They're trying to pretty much cancel the Steve Rogers Captain America out of the comics and then say that he, like, that the freedom that he was fighting for was a lie and that all the freedom he talked about that, like, supported right wing is a lie and that what they're trying to say.
Like, my goodness.
It's like Captain America's been around since... 40s?
Yeah.
Yeah, during World War II.
Yeah.
Get over yourself.
Yeah, or DC. Oh my gosh. Have you ever seen those CW shows?
Oh, I started watching Black Lightning. I got two episodes in, and I'm like, this is literally a piece of crap, you know? It seemed like...
I watched The Flash, the CW show, and it was doing really good.
Yeah.
And then one episode, my mom decided to, like, watch and stuff like that, and that's the one episode they decided to have a gay makeout scene in, and I'm like...
Wow, Mason, what are you watching, huh?
Yeah, that's like...
I love this show so much, and I'm like, why, guys?
That's what I don't...
This has never happened before. I don't know what is going on.
Really DC is like, going woke, I promise, Mom.
Oh my god.
Mason,
do you have something to tell me?
I'm like, I'm coming out. As in the closet still.
You're still in the closet though.
Still in the closet.
There's still one, like, to leave, Mason.
That's one thing that's sad is that Warner Bros. Is going off of, like, the CW trail now. They're gonna go full woke with it. Like the Harley Quinn series. Oh no!
Wait, Harley Quinn? I didn't know there was a series.
It's a series. It's like an animated series.
Oh.
Oh no! Has that gone woke? There's apparently a relationship with Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy.
But Harley Quinn was, like, absolutely obsessed with the Joker, so that would not make sense canonically.
Yeah.
That would not make sense.
I also don't understand why people want to make these insane, like, villains become. Like, gay and stuff like that. I'm like, you really want them representing you?
I mean, it's fitting.
Well, so the thing is, you know, people look at these villains as, like, a staple for attractiveness. You know, you see women all over the world, like, fantasizing about the Joker. Like, okay, so Spirit Week one year. Okay, I dressed up as the Joker for one of the days. The only good Joker, the Heath Ledger Joker. Come on now.
Absolutely, 100%.
It's the only good one. All the other ones are kind of...
Jared Leto was amazing.
Did you really just say Jared Leto?
I'm just joking at this point.
It's going to be a fight.
But yeah, you would not imagine how many times I had, you know, girls dressed up as Harley Quinn walk up to me and be like, hey, Jared. I'm like, first of all, wrong Joker. Second of all, I did not ask for this. I just thought it looked cool. Goodbye. I had one person walk up to me that was the correct Harley Quinn. You know? Oh. One. And like, I was like, wait, thank you so
the
much.
The animated series Harley Quinn?
The one with the red and black suit. Yeah. The actual Harley Quinn, not the one in jean shorts and a crop top. Jeez. But yeah, so back to the whole thing about the DC shows or the CW shows. I watched a lot of The Flash. I liked it up until it started getting a little bit cringy. Arrow, I watched a lot of, but then they started getting cringy. But in the opposite direction, it started getting like super serious all of a sudden. I was like, that's not cool.
Yeah, it started getting dark.
Black Lightning, I watched the first couple episodes. Supergirl, I watched the first couple seasons, but yeah, I endured Supergirl for a very long time. But then it was very obvious that they were commenting on like racism when it came to like the aliens. And I'm like, alright. You're making it way too obvious here, and it's kind of irritating.
There's a clip I love. I saw this from a video. A clip of Supergirl where this one guy asks this other guy to, he's like, you're the only one that can stop it. And the guy responds, why? Because I'm black? But the funniest thing is that they're both black. It's like,
huh? Is that talking about John Jones, the Martian?
Martian Manhunter, John, yeah. Whatever his name is. Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I loved that character. That was a good character, though.
I love how Supergirl, like, they try to act like they're this powerful feminist, but when the lines come out, it, like, the writer's like, oh, yeah, this is going to sound so good and so empowering, and then you hear it, it's just like, ooh. It's so cringy and just, like, and, like, they're, like, the way they, like, say the dialogue, like, the actors say the line, it's just like, ugh.
Yeah, it's...
I've seen better acting off of like school plays.
That's how a lot of CW shows are now, especially the lower budget ones that aim to be like super woke, like the costumes. You look at,
like Batwoman.
Yeah. Like, okay, so I don't know what it is, but like, I don't know if it's like subconsciously I'm thinking it's happening, but the quality in like the costumes went down dramatically in The Flash, especially The Flash. Like he used to have like a padded suit that looked real and it looked amazing. And then, you know, they start going woke and then he's got like a tight like skin suit and like he's like, you can tell that it's just some skinny dude in spandex. And he's got like a rubber helmet on and it looks so weird because it looks like he's a ginormous head and like, hi.
I like how the segment went from talking about movies to ripping into CW.
Well, it's like, what's that thing? Go woke, go broke.
Yes. Yes. Because nobody likes a woke superhero. Superheroes are meant to be badass, you know?
Or Batwoman, the Batwoman show. Don't get me started on whatever the heck that was.
Did that even last long?
I don't know, but they replaced it or something. They were to replace the actor or something. I don't know, but... I'm sorry, I'm just...
Okay, I believe that wraps up the segment, so we don't go too long.
Yes.
Yeah, we're at almost an hour 40 right now, so it's going to be a longer episode.
We're going to have to edit through that.
Like or dislike, movie edition. Yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed. Make sure to comment if you're on like a place where you can comment your favorite and least favorite movies and see if you agree with us or if you absolutely think that we're insane.
Yeah. Also, if you guys think we should do this on the like separate, we might start a channel where we just review movies and stuff. Why not?
Hey, why not? And also, a quick update on the podcast. I want to give you guys a quick list of all of the platforms we are on now, which is,
and those also will be in the description below as well.
Yes, yes, they will be. Okay, hold on. My phone is, I don't know how to work technology. I'm an old soul, man. Okay, so we are on Breaker. We are on Google Podcast. Ooh. We are on Radio Public. We are on Pocket Casts. We are on Spotify. I think that's it for the moment. We are still waiting on a couple, including Apple Podcast, which probably will not happen. But yeah, fantastic update. And also, before we head out, we do have the PragerU information at the top of the screen. If you are a young conservative or libertarian who wants to meet like-minded individuals, you know, go ahead and join PragerForce. You know, we are not them. We can't speak for them officially, but we're all members, and we'd really love for you guys to join and, you know, talk to us some. And then across the bottom is, of course, our tags, the six of us, and then the others that are in our group. So, yeah.
Yep.
Follow us.
Yeah, follow us.
We got epic stuff to say.
Also, guys, don't forget to leave a like on this video, comment. Also, share our channel because we're trying to grow, reach audiences.
Subscribe and hit the bell so you don't miss our new videos.
Yes. Well, anyways, I think we're going to wrap it up. Hope you guys have a good day. And
God bless you all.